السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 14th of Zulqada 1443, we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is chapter 53, Surah Wan Najmi, that is the star, and verses 26 to 40. Yesterday, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we praise and thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We commenced the surah and chapter, and I mentioned to you regarding the miraculous nocturnal journey of Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you want the beginning of the journey from Makkah Mukarramah to Majidul Aqsa in Palestine, today occupied Palestine, chapter 17, verse 1, the beginning of the 15 Jews, 15 Subara of the Noble Quran. After leading the prophets and messengers there in Salat al-Aqsa al-Mubarak, then the Mi'raj, that is the ascension to the heavens and receiving the three gifts, the five daily Salat, the two last verses of Surah Baqarah, verses 285-286, and the glad tidings that the person who passes away with Iman and Islam, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, will enter Jannah and Paradise. The hadith is authentic in Sahih Muslim. Look at Almighty Allah, how he elevates the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The tongue mubarak, wa ma yantiqu anil hawa, in huwa illa wahyu yuha. He, the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, does not speak of his own desires. It is but wahi and revelation that is sent to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The heart mubarak, ma kadabal fu'adu ma ra'a. Whatever the heart mubarak saw is not fabrications. Remember, it's 100% the truth. Then the vision and the sight mubarak of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma zaghal basaru wa ma tagha. That the eyes and the vision did not deviate or go beyond the limits. لَقَدْ رَآ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى. Indeed, he, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saw the biggest and supreme signs and symbols which Almighty Allah gave. Therefore, majority Sahaba and we the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah say that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala blessed the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam with this miraculous nocturnal journey during Amul Huzan, the year of grief and sadness, after the demise of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha and Abu Talib. Abu Talib did not embrace Islam, is dispatched to Jahannam as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, but defended the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam on various occasions. So that is what we need to know and understand. Today's lesson, chapter 53, Surah An-Najmi, verse number 26. وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَكٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ لَا تُغْنِي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا. وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَكٍ. How many angels there are? Malak, the angels. Malik king. People mix the two up sometimes. They say Malikul Maut. There's not Malikul, it's Malakul Maut, the angel of death. And Malik refers to the king. You say king this one, this one. Obviously, the king of kings is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَكٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. How many angels in the celestial creation above our heads in the skies? لَا تُغْنِي شَفَاتُهُمْ شَيْئًا. Their intercession will not avail even the slightest bit to anybody. إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَيَّ أَذَنَ اللَّهِ. Except after Almighty Allah grants consent and permission. But for who? لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْضَى. For whosoever he wills and decrees, وَيَرْضَى, and whosoever he chooses and is pleased with. So we, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe shafa'ah, intercession, will take place, but after all, Mighty Allah Jalla wa'ala gives consent. The Hafiz, who's practicing on the Quran Sharif, will intercede for 10 people. The Haji, who perform a Hajj not for name and fame, will intercede for 400 people. And Shafa'atul Kubra, the greatest intercession, will be that of Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Open Sahih Muslim, open Mishkat Sharif, you will find a whole chapter on Shafa'a intercession. Did you ask today? Read now with me, O Muslim, O Muslimah. Allahumma arzuqna, Allahumma arzuqna. O Allah, you grant us shafa'at al-Nabi al-Mustafa, the intercession of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arzuqna shafa'at al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the hadith is authentic. Shafa'ati li ahli al-kabair min ummati. My intercession will be for those people who perpetrated and committed major, major sins, and I will intercede for them. Then they will enter Jannat al-Firdaus. So how important it is. Sal tu'ta ishfa tu shafa. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will praise Almighty Allah. It's Allah will never ever praised. Allah will say, ask whatever you want and intercede for who you want. وَلَصَوْفَ يُؤْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرُضَى. Allah will grant you so much, so much. Ya Rasool Allah, Ya Habib Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be pleased and happy. But intercession will not work for non-Muslims. People who are sane and mature, they died on any ism besides Islam, no intercession for them. Inna alladhina la yu'minuna bil akhirah. Verily those people who don't believe, they don't have iman, faith, conviction in the year after. Jannah, Jahannam, Qiyamah, Hell, Paradise, Day of Justice, Day of Judgment. La yusammuna al malaikata tasmiyat al unsa. They are the ones who gave the angels the names of the female. They said that these angels are banatullah, Allah forbid, they are the daughters of Almighty Allah. That is Ainul Kufr wa Shirk. That is 100% Shirk, ascribing, associating somebody, something to Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla Wala is Lam Yalid wa Lam Yulad wa Lam Yakullahu Kufuwan Ahad. Not the father of anyone, not the child of anyone, no partner, no associate. None in the entire universe is equal on par with Almighty Allah. Everything of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is unique. Laysa kamithli shay. Nothing in the universe resembles Almighty Allah in any aspect, in any respect. And nothing of Almighty Allah resembles the creation and anything in the universe. So everything is unique. So now they made a claim. Manidda'a shay'an fa'alayhi dalil. When you make a claim, you must corroborate it, substantiate it with proof and evidence. So where's the proof, evidence? The angels are the daughters of Allah. Totally rebuked, rejected, and debunked. وَمَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. They don't have any knowledge for it, no proof for it. So why are they saying this? إِيَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ. They are only following following conjecture and guesswork like today. How the scientists, professors, they have this theory, this experiment, this observation, and then after a few weeks or months or years, it is then refuted, rejected. Therefore, it is called the theory. It is subject to change all the time. يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا. And verily, the dhwan, this conjecture and guesswork, was not go, does not come to the avail of truth, cannot fight the truth and go against the truth, شَيْئًا, the slightest but also. So remember, my opinion, your opinion, all that means nothing in matters of religion. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, إِيَّاكَ وَأَصْحَابَ الرَّايِ, stay far, far away from the people who want to present their opinions in matter of religion. I think this, my opinion this, that don't mean anything. It's not worth the paper on which is written. Our deen, our Islam, is based on wahi and revelation, which is supra-logical and above my logic, your logic, and our so-called intellect and intelligence. You, Habibullah Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you were, you are, you always will be exclusively the Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a mercy to the entire universe. But if these people don't want to listen, we open the tap, but they put the jug upside down, they put the glass and cup upside down, so you're going to blame the tap? No! So you blame the person. So similarly, today's world, there are 7 billion plus people. 6 billion said, no, we don't want the wahi and revelation. So we will continue giving them which is the best. We will share it with the rest. But if they are not receptive, then the problem lies with them and not with us. So Almighty Allah teaches us, فَأَعْرِضْ عَمَّنْ تَوَلَّىٰ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Hence you, Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you turn away. Amman tawalla, from those who have turned their backs. They say they're not interested in the message and messenger, so you don't bother about them. You have done your function, fulfilled your duty, responsibility. Wa ma alayna illa al-balaghul mubin. Our function, duty, is to convey the true message. And dhikrina, they turned away and they turned to their backs from our reminder, the Quran Sharif. What is their goal? What is their aim and objective? وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Their motive, intention is only the worldly life. Wine, dine and swine. Enjoy yourself. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَتَمَتَّعُونَ وَيَاكُلُونَ كَمَا تَاكُلُوا الْأَنْعَامِ. The non-Muslims who are sane and mature, they say, enjoy yourself. Eat and drink whatever you want to, just like the animals and the kettle. وَالنَّارُ مَثْوًا لَهُمْ. And the fire, Jahannam, and the resting place for them will be the hellfire. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. They are like cattle and animals, nay, they even worse. The animal will not go to the same gender, but today the LGBT group, they say you must allow this, tolerate this, and promote it. Any person who promotes it even one time is out of the fold of Islam. Any person who promotes these haram activities, out of the fold of Islam. We must be very, very clear on these issues. ذَلِكَ مَبَلَغُهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. That is their goal. That is for non-Muslims their goal in knowledge. To promote abortion, promote homosexuality, promote lesbianism, promote abortion, prostitute, all these vices. So that is what their pornography, all that is their aim and objective and their goal. Inna rabbaka huwa a'lamu biman dhalla an sabilihi wa huwa a'lamu biman ihtada. Verily, your sustainer, nourisher. He has all the knowledge. His knowledge is all embracing, all encompassing. Bimandallan sabilihi. That those who are astray from the right path, those who went astray, so he knows exactly who they are. Wahuwa alamu bimanihtada. And he knows all those who are on the right path, the straight path, the sirat-e mustaqim, the path which he chalked out for our success and prosperity in this world and the year after. See, by Allah, this absolute justice. See what Allah says. That's why you must know how to translate. The same word is used, but the translation will differ. Walillahi, and lame tamlik, ownership. And it belongs solely, only, exclusively to Almighty Allah. Ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. Whatever is in the celestial creation, whatever is in the terrestrial creation, whatever is in the heavens and skies belongs to Him, the planets, the Milky Way, the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds, and everything. Wa ma fil ard, the desert and the forest, the floor and the fauna, the oceans and the rivers and dams and lakes, everything belongs solely only to Him. My farm, my shop, my car, my factory, we are but temporary owners and users. The real ultimate owner is He, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore, when our father, mother, brother, someone near and dear to us passes away, we say, Inna Lillah. Verily, we belong to all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and unto Allah is the return. And we place the mayyit, the janazah, in front, then the imam, the leader, then the congregation. Therefore, there's no ruku and sajda, no bowing down and prostrating, because ruku sajda is solely, only, exclusively for Him, Almighty Allah. When I perform the janazah salat for my beloved father, mother, so we are giving back the gift, Ya Allah. We will relish and cherish the moments we spent with our special parents, Ya Allah. But You are the real Malik and owner. This amanat and this gift and trust we return to You. That is the Muslim. So, وَمَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, whatever is in the celestial creation, whatever in the terrestrial creation, top and bottom, وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Now listen to the translation. لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا, so that He, Almighty Allah, He will punish those people who perpetrated and committed the vices according to their deeds and actions. So the word يَجْزِيَ came, translation, punishment. Now again the word comes. وَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى, and Allah will reward those people who fulfill their duty with beauty. They have Iman and Islam. بِالْحُسْنَى, Allah will grant them جَنَّةَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. Allah says, I love you so much. You devoted, dedicated yourself to Me. You followed the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You did not bother about those who criticize you. La yakhafu fillahi lawmata laim. Not only will I give you Jannat, O Abdullah, O Amatullah, my true slaves, male and female, I will give you something extra, a bonus. Lilladina ahsanul husna wa ziyada, I will give you the added one, the bansela, the bonus, wa ziyada. What is that ziyada, Ya Allah? Ru'yat bari ta'ala, to see the Creator Himself. Remember, we saw creation. We visited this city, that country, that continent, all that we did. Now we have shock and desire to see Khalik and Malik, to see Almighty Allah Himself. So that is what Almighty Allah is promising us. I will give you that which is so great and magnificent. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ladhatan النظر إلى وجهك الكريم. Hadith mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. The reference, Surah Yunus, chapter number 10 and verse number 26. Chapter 10, verse 26. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَى. So here Allah says, وَيَجَزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى. Those who loved with Iman and Islam, they passed away with Iman and Islam, Allah will grant them husna, great magnificent place in Jannah. And then Al-Quran yufassiru ba'du ba'da, some verses of the Quran Sharif, they elaborate, they expound and they expand on other verses and they explain it. So yeah, is mentioned chapter 10 verse 26 was ziyada, seeing Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. You read the dua, Allahumma inna nas'aluka, ya Allah, we beg of thee, ladhat an-nadhar, that we have the pleasure of seeing, ila wajhika al-kareem, thy honorable countenance, ya Allah. Allah is so merciful. Who are these people? Alladhina yajtanibuna kaba'ir al-ithm. They are those people who abstain from the major sins, riba, interest, and remember abortion, and then zina, fornication, adultery, music. All these are major sins. Wal fawahisha, lesbianism, gay brigade, adultery, fornication. All that comes under fawahish, the obscene and indecent actions. Illal lamam. What is illal lamam? Swagairu zunub, the minor sins. Because for the minor sins, once we do good deeds, that will erase and expunge it. Innal hasanat yudhibna siyat. That does not mean we must continue committing. We must stay away from all sins. But minor sins, Allah will let it get erased and expunged with the good deeds. And for the major sins, that we have to make sincere tawbah, repent and cry in the court of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Inna rabbaka wasi'ul maghfirah. Verily your Allah is so liberal, he is so space, so great and magnificent in forgiving, that he is prepared to forgive every one of us if we have Iman and Islam. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Chapter 39 verse 53, he is prepared to forgive all the sins. But we must have Iman, faith, Islam, nadamat of source, regret, remorse. Who is Almighty Allah? Look at his kudrat. Today you are pregnant. You got the news, positive. Yes, you are conceived. Huwa a'lamu bikum. He is all knowing of you. Id ansha'akum min al-ard. When he produced you from the land and the sand, he created our father, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, from dust and sand. Wa id antum, our parents met, and then my mother conceived, your mother conceived. وَإِذْ أَنْتُمْ أَجِنَّةٌ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. Ajinna, janin, the fetus in the womb of the mother. And when you human being, you were the fetuses in the womb of your beloved mother. Therefore, we have the special bond with our mother. She carried us, she gave birth to us, and she breastfed us. Ummak summa, ummak summa, ummak summa abak. Thrice the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your mother, your mother, your mother, then your father. Go open Imam Bukhari's masterpiece, Al-Adabul Mufrad, you will find. Today, people, we want to look at the fault of others and we go and sanctify and purify ourselves. Fala tuzakkoo anfusakum. Don't try and purify and sanctify and pontificate yourself and say, I'm pious, I'm good. He is this, he is that. Tuba man shagalahu aibuhu an uyubin nas. Open Bulughul Maram, beautiful, wonderful hadith. Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jannat and glad tidings for the person who so engaged and engrossed looking at his own faults, he hardly got much time to look at the faults of others. That does not mean that we don't make amal bil ma'ruf na'anil munkar. We must continue commanding the good, forbidding the evil, but we must also reform ourselves for the better. Huwa a'lamu biman ittaqa. He, Allah alone, knows who got real taqwa and piety. أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي تَوَلَّى. What have you seen? The person who turns away from you, from Islam. وَأَعْطَى قَلِيلًا. He gives donation, little bit. وَأَكَدَى. And then he withholds it. He's stingy, bakhil, miser, makki choose, kanjus. And he don't want to spend. أَعِنْدَهُ إِلْمُ الْغَيْبِ فَوَ يَرَى. Rhetorical question. What? Does he have the knowledge of the unseen that he's seeing? No, he doesn't have. Although he might claim that. أَمْ لَمْ يُنَبَّأَ بِمَا فِي صُحُفِ مُوسَى. What? Have they not been informed what is in the scrolls of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, the Torah? So they are the stingy people, the jutlas. Remember that Allah cursed them. غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. They cursed and remember stingy as well. وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, he fulfilled every commandment and instruction of Almighty Allah. Allah taziru waziratu wizra ukhra. That no person who will carry the burden of other people. We are all responsible for our own deeds. Wa allaysa lil insani illa ma sa'a. There is not for human being except that what you strive for, you make effort. Wa anna sa'yahu sawfa yura. Your effort, you will see the results of it as well. Allah Jalla Wala envelope us in His mercy and make our khatima on Iman and Islam. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.